Welcome everybody to another DL Gaming interview. On the horn I have Fractal Joss of Fractal Design. What's up, man? How's it going?
Oh, I'm just living the dream. It's just not always my dream. That's the problem.
Wow, that's tough, man. You know, it's funny. We have to, like, right now we have to pretend that we haven't been talking for the last 15 minutes, so I have to feign enthusiasm once again.
Yeah, like I haven't pissed you off already. Yeah, you're not ready to end the call. No, I was making comparisons to dumb things. And you, if you did the math on that, if you showed your work, and that's up to you, man.
All right, man. So so you work for Fractal Design. What is it that you do over there?
Well, pretty much I'm amazing.
Yeah,
I've seen on a daily basis. Yes. Actually, if you Google Majestic AF, there is a painting of me riding a unicorn, and that's like a legit painting. That's random. But what I actually do, I've been at Fractal since 2011. I started as a VP of marketing for North America, and recently I transitioned into a new role where I'm global director of creative content, and it's still a marketing role, but I work with like a lot of tech YouTubers like Linus and Jay from Jay's Two Cents, Kyle from Bitwit, a lot of those tech guys.
So. Dude, I saw that that pie in the face bit with Linus. I thought that was excellent. Yeah.
Thank you. That was one of the first ones. I was watching one of his videos late at night, and he had like a Dollar Shave Club ad, and everybody in the comments is like, "That sucks. You're a sellout. You suck." And I'm like, you know what? Let's just do an ad for the audience to make them happy, you know? So, yeah. And we did a whole string of them after that. Had him eat like Ghost Pepper, and we waxed his unibrow. He had to put on a wig and sing "My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard." We did a series of them, so it was pretty good.
I got to check all those out because just the pie to the face was good enough for me. And you know what's cool too is him on his end to be accepting of something like that too. Like, it's almost like in some sense, if you ever have one ad of any sort, you're selling out a little bit because you're, you know. But to just accept the whole thing and just do it, there's nothing wrong with it. And let's make fun of it while we're at it.
Well, and that's kind of the purpose, you know, because like when I look at it, my whole mentality is always, if I expect 30 seconds of your time or something, least I can do is entertain you. Now, the selfish part of me, it's like, if it's funny, you're going to be more likely to share it with somebody. And then, you know, everything goes viral or whatever buzzword you want to use. But, and working with Linus, we kind of came up with it together. I literally called him. I'm like, dude, here's what I want to do. He's like, okay. And then that kind of took off, and I've done similar stuff like a lot of the other YouTubers, and it's much more difficult to advertise that way, to kind of come up with something that's funny, that still relates to your product, that's, you know, that actually comes off as funny. I mean, they're all kind of cringy, but that's kind of by design. But I think at the end of the day, it's a lot better because people remember it. And at the very least, if you don't care about my product, say, then hopefully I entertained you for 30 seconds.
Yeah, for sure. And then like, when you took this position, did they expect you, or did you plan on being so much in the public eye? Like, was that something, you know, like, hey, we're going to need you to be really popular?
Yeah, well, it started with I did a photo shoot on a bearskin rug in front of a fire.
Who has
completely
it?
Nude. Yeah, I know. It's called a Thursday. But no, what really kind of happened, so I guess my pedigree, if you want to call it that, was before I worked for Fractal Design, I owned my own boutique system building company. And what that means is basically kind of like Main Gear, guys like that were my competitors. I know all those guys really well. And we built really high-end systems. We did phase change cooling and crazy stuff. And when I came in, I came in with this mentality that I'd always kind of taught myself how to do things. So I kind of started doing social media. And then that was working well. And I kind of taught myself how to film some videos. And what that really taught me was, Jesus, don't do the whole "we can fix it in post" thing. It's like when you're like, oh, that photo sucks, I'll Photoshop it later. Okay, now you turn that into a 7-hour project. Yeah. So I started working with a lot of these guys when they were smaller. And Linus, actually, when he still worked at NCIX, was my rep over there selling our products. So we had, you know, a good relationship going, and he's always kind of doing his own thing. So started advertising with him, and then a lot of the other guys. And then it got to the point where we noticed people were kind of seeing ads on one channel and talking about them on another. And for me, the win was always like, if Jay did a video and most of the comments were about my ad, then I'm like, booyah. You know, it's like, people liked it. You know, we would kind of, we push the boundaries. There's one where I kick Kyle's wife out of my car. Yeah, exactly. There's one where I got the narrator from The Martian, R.C. Bray, to narrate one of the pre-rolls. That was a unique thing to do. You know, it's always kind of just pushing the envelope a little bit. And then that got into the man versus build, where I'd have those guys build PCs in really unusual circumstances, like in the bottom of a yacht. I had them build one on the back of a Leopard 1A4 military tank while I was driving it around a tank course.
You drove the tank?
Yeah, I drove the tank.
Oh, that's
yeah.
awesome, dude.
I mean, the thing is, at the end of the day, we'll see.
Did it work with all those, with all the dirt in there and stuff? Did it still?
Yes. So it the tank kicks up a ton of dust, but it's all behind it.
Okay.
Right. So it's like it's a huge cloud behind it. But the funny thing was, so at the end of the day, I have to sell black metal boxes. I have to make black metal boxes interesting. So I kind of have to step it up a little bit on the marketing side. And I came up with that idea. We're driving around, and you know, for obvious legal reasons, they have to be like harnessed into the top of the tank. Because for those of your listeners that haven't seen it, like they're basically standing on what would be the engine cover, and they're building on top of the turret. And there's a guy down inside the tank handing stuff up to them,
okay,
handing them parts. So anyway, like when I first start rolling with this tank, which is, you know, like 30 tons, I think is what it was, like, I'm kind of testing stuff out. You know, you pick up a car at a rental lot, you're still going to check the brakes. So I hit the brakes, and everybody's like, bam, like I brake checked everybody on the tank. But of course, no one's sitting down. And they're like, you son of a bitch. I'm like, I don't know how touchy the brakes are in this thing. So we're driving around later, and we're almost done. And there's a guy right next to me on the outside of the tank, because he has like the kill switch in case something goes wrong and he can kill the engine. And he's like, they want you to brake check. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, he's like, yeah. I'm like how much of a brake check? He's like, hardcore. I'm like, okay, fuck it. So I stomped it and I stood the thing, and like you see Kyle's like holding the system up, it goes flying, like slams down on the top of the turret, his face hits the GoPro, Jay went halfway on top of the turret. So it's you gotta bleed for humor, seriously, man. It I mean, it's like there's nothing soft on a tank, you know. It's like you're hitting something hard no matter what you hit. It's just how hard. So
damn.
So yeah, it's been interesting.
If from all the videos that I saw, if there's one thing that you do, I think uniqueness is pretty much out there. That's your number one thing that I saw, which is good, man. It's awesome.
Well,
it's really hard to stand out in such a crowded field, you know?
Yeah, at the end of the day, my thing is like, I just want to, I think I win if it's like, hey, I'd want to have a beer with that guy.
Right.
If people can relate to you, then I think they're going to be more open to hearing what you have to say. And it's like, I won't bullshit about our products. I don't try and oversell stuff. You know, I get a lot of people that'll come up, and especially like when I'm on live streams or whatever, and like they'll try and like, oh, what do you think about competitor's case? I'm gonna get that. I'm like, dude, that's cool for you. Go for it, man. I'm not gonna try and talk you into ours if you already want somebody else's.
Yeah, for sure. Because like even today, I saw that you follow NZXT and that they follow you, and I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, you just, you know. Obviously, there's competition out there. To ignore it is kind of like, and to try to be aloof, that's kind of dumb. You guys are all in it together. Just kind of like we had the PC Gamer guys. We interviewed all of them on our podcast.
Yeah.
It's like, who cares? We're going to ignore that they exist now.
Well, and there's some mutual respect there, right? Like, I know Johnny, you know, the CEO of NZXT pretty well. And it's like, you know, at the end of the day, they do their thing their way. We do ours our way. You know, they wouldn't be a competitor if they made crappy products, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's what it is. It's like they're just different versions. We don't have a hate fest going on. There's mutual respect. And, you know, if we're at CES or some industry event, I'll hang out with them. They'll hang out with us. You know, it's cool.
Yeah. Speaking about your product, let's talk about that a little bit. So Fractal Design, for those who don't know, what is it and how did it start and how long has it been around? All that kind of stuff.
Sure. So I probably should have led with this. This is how bad I am at marketing. But basically what Fractal Design is, what we do is we make computer components. So we make cases, power supplies, fans, liquid cooling, things like that. And the company's been around. It's kind of arguable, right? Is it when you first incorporated or your first public product launch? But we'll say, give or take 10 years.
I'd say it's when you put that first dollar bill made on the wall. That's when.
Well, we're a Swedish company, so it'd be a Corona.
Oh, okay.
You know,
a Corona.
So, but either way.
Lime and salt?
Well, not a Corona.
Oh, okay.
You know, that, but Corona, Swedish Corona. You know,
I'm confused.
But yeah, keep going, though. No, but believe me, we like alcohol over there too. Yeah, it's like a Scandinavian minimalist design is what we call it. So basically, it's not very bright, flashy, crazy type of stuff. We tend to be more subdued, but the thing is, if you go to our website, which is fractal-design.com, you can check out our modding headquarters. You'll see like people have taken our cases and done some like insane builds with them and some insane customization. And if I'm going to go all markety for a second, I'll say, you know, it's kind of a blank canvas, so you can do with it what you want to do. You know, you can make it look like a boy racer. You can make it look like, you know, a battle scene from a game. We worked a lot of video game companies doing stuff like, you know, the team from Insurgency and working on custom cases. So, you know, it's really whatever you want to make of it.
Canvas itself is the highest quality, right? Like from what I saw, I mean, I was really impressed by once you open that thing up, because the very first thing that I clicked on was a review of one of your cases. And I think I told you that you said you guys are the king of making black squares
nailed that.
And Bobby, I mean, that's right up Bobby's alley. If you see our streaming computer for the podcast, it's literally, it looks like the monolith from 2001 Space Odyssey, but just like in the shape of, it's just black. It doesn't even have lights that come on, makes no sound, like straight up like that. And then his computer at his house is like that as well. And,
well, that's what I'd expect from a robot. So yeah, he would like inanimate objects. So
why would you need lights?
does not compute.
And so that's why I put that like Porsche on here, because you guys kind of have like a classic look, and then the inside it's just cutting edge stuff, but then you just have this sleek, I guess, classic, never changing outside. Which you look at them and you're like, oh, I said, you see small details that are different. Anyway, I fell in love with it as soon as I started taking a look at them.
Well, thank you. And I would say that, you know, Porsche is, you know, a pretty good analogy. When you look at the 911, it hasn't changed drastically over the past 40 years or so. I mean, obviously there's been changes, there have been improvements, but, you know, you can see the lineage there. And, you know, for better or worse, you know, some people give us crap about it and some people understand it, but, you know, our Define series is our silent series of cases. And the first one that came out was our Define R2, you know, revision 2, then R3, R4, R5, R6. And we've had other versions of that. But it's like kind of going in and doing the little tweaks. So you have the nuances in between each one. And there's stuff that like people don't ever know about. Like I was talking to one of our product developers and he was talking about how they spent like 3 months on the rear fan grill design. And he's like, you know, it's not aesthetics. It's, you know, depending on the spacing, it's the turbulence behind the fan and how much that affects the noise. You know, it's like, but it's these little things that you would never think of. Right. So, yeah, there's a lot of iteration that goes into that, trying to make it the best thing it can be. And then we have other products like our Meshify, where it's more of like an aggressive looking kit for us. Aggressive. Right.
So, I was like, hey, man. Yeah. So I almost filed a complaint when I saw that picture. No, actually it has fractal design. Is that the one with has the fractal kind of like triangles on the front of it? Is that
the fast front to it? Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's the one that NVIDIA used for the launch of their RTX cards globally.
I'm sure that was great for you guys, right?
Yeah, that was a lot of work for me, and I was like, "Hey, this is great! Oh my god, this is a shit ton of work."
What's your personal favorite out of your lineup?
Oh man. The Meshify C, I like a lot. It's got kind of, again, that refined, aggressive look, if you want to put it that way. And, you know, it does have elements of kind of like a Lamborghini Aventador, which is how I justified renting one for a video. But, nice. You know, it's basically, you know, one of those things where it's
right,
like...
You just sold me on that, too. Yeah, right, yeah. Dude. That in. I think you just wanted to drive one around.
Actually, it was on the original mood board for the design, so just me. But nice. I will say I took advantage of that opportunity.
By the way, I don't know if you saw the video, but somebody 3D printed an Aventador. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't seen that.
They printed out basically like one by one squares and pieced it all together and put it on a, I think it's a C6 Corvette engine. Anyway, it looks like the shape is perfect. Obviously, it looks janky as fuck. But anyway, it's
the Minecraft event.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and Jesus Christ, with the price of filament, it probably would have been cheaper just to buy an Aventador than it would be to print all that shit out.
I was wondering. I read most of the... Well, actually, I read the headline, as I usually do. But I skimmed through it. I couldn't see how much they spent on the whole thing. But I can't. It could have been cheap.
That's the internet anymore. I read this article translation. I glanced at a headline and made an assumption.
And then I made a podcast about that headline.
Let me go inform the masses of my misinformation.
What's your flagship, if you have one?
It would probably be the Define, like R6 right now currently, just because that's kind of had the longest pedigree, and that's the one everybody's expecting. Like, people anticipate, like, what's the R7 going to be like? Because it's basically Define, R's revision, and then so revision 3, revision 4, revision 5. Right. And then there's other subsets like the XL and the minis and stuff. But yeah, it would be probably the Define R6 right now.
What's this S?
So S, it... Yeah, so basically the S is a different version of the R. It's kind of like a stripped down interior, and the S doesn't have a direct translation like the R does. But basically what you do is the R is going to tend to have like more drive capacity, more drive storage and things like that. The S is going to be kind of stripped down on the inside. I think more like a race car. Like, it has less drive cage mounting, but it's kind of opened itself up for like liquid cooling, so there's less obstructions.
Gotcha.
So.
Let's just give it a moniker now. S is for sweet. It's our sweet series.
Yeah, there we go.
Our Define
series. There we go. Now I have to pay you, don't I, every time we...
I mean, just a little bit. Stuff. A stipend, if you will.
Yeah, checks in the mail, man.
Okay. I love talking about other people, but let's talk about me. How'd you find the DL Gaming?
I lost a bet. I was like, okay, Google, play the shittiest podcast you can find. And this thing popped up. And it was like Mini Del Macho, Chi, you, and Bobby. And, you know, Bobby always sounds like he's just putting up with us. So yeah. I'm like, I feel for him. But no, honestly, it was kind of one of those random things. I do a lot of Audible because I travel a lot for work. So a lot of times I'll be listening to an audiobook or something like that. And I kind of wanted to try some different stuff. So I listened to a few other podcasts and then I started listening to yours. And then what is it like TTF time to fuck or whatever? Oh, yeah. Like when you... Yeah, and it's kind of like, okay, this is my sense of humor.
Right.
You know? So, and that's kind of why, you know, why I stuck around and started listening more and kind of put up with you guys. Went back and listened to some older episodes, and then I was like, no, they're right, those suck. And then I came back to the current episode.
Yes, that's
the one. But no, it's... Especially, I would say I've probably been listening for really a year recently, or so.
I think we've done pretty well. Like, ever since Ray came on, I think we've been doing really good.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously I deal a lot with social media and YouTube channels changing personalities. And there's always that, you know, resistance to a new personality generally, right? Like on a YouTube channel, it's like, we want change. Here's change. We hate change. Why the hell is this new person here? Who the fuck are they? You know, but Ray, I mean, fit right in. Obviously he's known you guys for a while. So I think he had the perfect attitude for it.
Yeah. I think in Roseanne, the blonde chick left and you just put another blonde chick in there. And nobody, like, it was like, if we don't say anything, nobody's going to say anything. And then, of course, everybody was like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, it's like, well, just don't make eye contact with anybody and no one will notice.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about your gaming and what you do. So what's your favorite game of all time? And what are you playing mostly around right now?
Damn, favorite of all time. It's always so tough to be that.
Mind changes every week.
I should just pull a Bobby and answer that with a question. I mean, what do you think my favorite game of all time is?
Oh, that's probably... He gets out of every goddamn listener question, dude. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. The way, like, when I hear other people talk about our podcast, like, they talk so much about, like, Bobby putting up with us, that so much so that it seems like it might be a bit that we're doing, but no, that's 100% exactly how it is.
Bobby, he's got the bars to prove it.
Roberta, Sam's mom, was like, I haven't seen Bobby in weeks. I was like, that's because he guts in, he does his business, and he slinks out the door as soon as possible. So
yeah, he's in and out, you know. Yeah,
he's all business, baby.
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, most robots are, man. It's just, it's IO, it's binary, it's in, it's out, it's done.
I'm not going to let you slink out of it. You got an all-time
favorite? Damn it, I thought I got out of it. God, all-time favorite. If you looked at my Steam, this is embarrassing, the game I have the most hours in?
Yeah.
Farming Simulator. But the reason for that, A, when I used to stream, because I used to stream on Twitch a lot, and I was partnered and did all that crap, and like it wouldn't be like farming, it'd be like doing stupid crap, right? Like trying to use one tractor to put another one on top of a roof or random stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And then there was a lot of like an idle tab out, and then that still keeps your screen time going. Like while I was working on something else, like, holy crap, I left that all tabbed for a day. You know,
I'm sure but you I saw say, the No Scope 360 Farming Simulator.
Yeah, video. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
like, I made it.
Oh, yeah, that should be about me. That's my lifestyle.
All right, so I'm sorry I asked that question. I know. What are you feeling most of your time now with?
I do a lot of Overwatch, even though I hate it.
Is that
what you I don't hate it.
Do you mean like out of frustration? Like,
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, I'm the type of person, like, I know I hear you guys talking about how, you know, she talking about how badass she is at CSGO and all that stuff. And for me, I put way too much pressure on myself. You know, it's like I screw something up and I'm like, idiot, stupid. You know, yeah. it's like, yeah. it's almost like a bit, right?
Right.
Probably my favorite game currently, or the one I've liked the most in the past few years, would probably be Insurgency.
Okay.
I know some of the guys over there.
Sandstorm, right? Is that
yeah, Sandstorm's the newest one. And I've always liked those guys. They're really actually the guy that did all the voice acting for the first one, he and I and one other guy, we shared a room at the first TwitchCon. And it's kind of crazy.
Nice.
But yeah. It's just I tend to like more of like the stripped down tactical type of shooters, and you know, it was just they had a really good community and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
so I haven't played
like,
it for a while.
Like a little cult following going for it for sure.
It's a, yeah, I mean, if you look at how old it is.
Yeah, yeah. And it just keeps on kicking over there. It's a yeah. nice alternative, I think, if you don't like the toxicity over at CSGO.
Well, and the funny thing was, like, I was streaming one time, and this kid gets on, and I was playing with Jay, and he's like, oh, my God, Jay's too sensitive. He's, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
And but he's constantly running his mouth, and he's like, it's like, I'm going to go 360 no-scope. Like, good luck with that, man. And they're so dead. I'm like, wow. Sorry, Kevin, you shouldn't have tried doing that. I mean, it's just like, it's not one of those games, man. You gotta, yeah. You don't want to feel like you're playing in. So
now when you say that you like you're really hard on yourself, like she's admitted that it's cathartic for her to like just get some emotions out. Do you think that you ever like gaming is the pin cushion to your soul or whatever? You play it just so you can get that frustration out?
I think there's different, you know, there's different flavors to it, right? Like you watch a horror movie if you want to be scared.
Right.
You know, or Ray with his shirt off or whatever. But like, you know, for me, it's like there's different flavors of what I do. For example, like if I'm wanting to be kind of chill, I'll play like Forza Horizon and I'll just drive around. I won't race. I'll just drive around in a car, listen to the exhaust, that type of thing. Some
beautiful
kind of car
game, man.
Yeah, it is. It's insane. And then if it's like, you know, I want to go kick some ass, then maybe I'll play some Insurgency or, you know, sometimes you just like want to get like involved in a game. And you guys were talking, I think, a week or two ago about, like, you know, back in my day, like, you know, games, they were never multiplayer, you right. know, it's or it's like it's local multiplayer. And back then it was more like it wasn't so much like a graphical thing. It'd be like a new mechanic came out and it's like, oh, my God, I can drive the car. Like, I think you were talking about putting the can inside the crate in Half-Life 2.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
And bouncing it around. And it's like now that sounds lame, but it's like back then it's like, nothing else did that. It was like a new door opened and it's like new possibilities. Oh my God, this is so much more immersive. And I think, go ahead.
No, keep going.
No, I was going to say, and I think that's kind of what it is in games for me. It really depends on what my mood is. It's kind of that thing of like when you're like, okay, if you're pissed off, do you listen to music that gets you more pissed or keeps you in that pissed off mood? Or do you listen to music that tries to bring you out of being pissed off or sad or vice versa? Do you match the music? Do you try to have the music be an antidote? And I think for me, it's kind of the same thing with gaming. It really just depends on my mood.
Nice. Good answer. So let's get into some fan questions. This, if we ever get in trouble with the DLG, it's during fan questions. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. every time we've lost 10 Patreons or more, it's due to fan questions. So good luck.
Who'd Josh. You vote for? Oh, God, here we go.
Yeah, exactly. So recent case trends include windowed panels, RGB everything. What's the next trend in case design?
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
If you knew what that was, then you'd be you guys. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
It, well, and I wouldn't tell over. You, right? Yeah,
exactly.
If we don't have it out yet, I wouldn't be like,
hey, what are you
doing? Yeah, yeah. The new thing is it'd be carpeted cases. Everything is carpeted. But,
literal bells and whistles. Literal. Just like
all over. You want to be as loud as possible. But honestly, the trends with cases, you know, obviously there's people that love RGB and then there's people that hate it. Just they just hate it on premise. And the mentality there is most people don't get RGB to leave it going unicorn puke, you know, Prisma the whole time. You get it so you can color match it. Like my system's purple. So mine's all RGB, but it's like all set to purple.
Right.
Because, you know, the purple on, say, my G-Skill Trident Z memory is not the exact same purple as it is on my EVGA, you know, water block, right? So you do that so you can kind of dial it in. And then vendors show it as Rainbow Prism Unicorn Puke, because how else can you convey in 2 seconds that this thing is RGB? You see that, you see the rainbow, you know it's RGB.
Right.
But as far as trends go, I mean, that's more of a reaction or a response to public demand, and that's generally what almost everything is. It's people ask for stuff. Like, what you'll see is the number of drives being supported are going down, because for a while that was kind of like a stat that you would flex on. Like, this case can support, you know, 10 drives, and now it's like, Jesus, you can buy like a 12 or 14 terabyte drive. You don't need 10 drive bays.
Yeah.
You know, so you start to see things like that. Like the Meshify C, actually, the C is for compact. We have a defined C. And basically what we did with that case is we got rid of the optical drive. When you get rid of the optical drive, it's like, you know, it's a 5 1/4 drive and it had some length to it. It's like, well, that's a bunch of unused space right now. So we shortened the case in depth. So that's why it's the compact case. It's not really shorter in height, but shorter in depth front to back, because why have that extra space? If you want that, get our Define S. So I think what you'll see is cases will tend to be more probably space efficient just as things move on. I mean, hell, right now you could have no external storage. You could put an M.2 on your motherboard, and I mean, granted, you wouldn't have the most cavernous storage, but you get away with not even having an SSD or a hard drive.
It seems like everything's getting smaller except for the goddamn GPUs, man. Those things.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Like,
they 90% of that's just the cooling. You know?
Yeah. They're nuts. Like, even right now, my case, I think it has to bow out. Like I don't tighten the screws, but it has to bow out a little bit just to put the 1080 Ti in there. And that's not cool. You know?
No, so these things
have to get bigger and longer, just like they like it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I see where you're going with that. Well, and for us, that's where it kind of becomes difficult when you're a case manufacturer, is we kind of have to fit everybody else's crap, right? So this case that's a certain size, you might be stuffing like, you know, 2 2080s in there, right? And the next person might be putting, you know, one of the Zotac, you know, 1080 minis that's like, you know, one fan in length. And it's like the case doesn't reshape itself around that, so you kind of have to accommodate as much stuff as you can on the market. It kind of becomes like a lowest common denominator thing. It's like if we were all in a room trying to order pizza, that's okay, is everybody cool with like red sauce? Okay, yeah. Is everybody cool with cheese? Okay,
yeah.
Pepperoni, I don't like pepperoni. Okay, we're getting a cheese pizza. You know, that's kind of what you have to do here, is accommodate as much as you can, but you don't want to be a jack of all trades, master of none.
Like you said, be the best canvas that you can be, right?
Yeah a lot of people, and that's where like the R6, you can put up to 11 drives in it, but then that whole drive wall, you can modularly remove the drive cages and slide it to the back, and now it's a fully open case if you want to do liquid cooling. So it's modularity is kind of big with a lot of different companies. So,
and to that, my next question, or their next question, is could cases be smaller if the motherboard was shaped like a taco? And if so, why isn't it?
Huh. Well, yeah, I mean, it depends on how big of a taco it is. You know, I mean, if we're talking like a burrito as big as your head, taco as big as your head, well, then no. But yeah, if honestly, you can make your case as small as you want if you have like one of those hydraulic presses. It's just a matter of whether it's going to work that well. I mean, put some ingenuity into it. Come on.
That's pretty good. And lastly, I have one from Smoochie. She said, I have a question for Fractal Josh. Is he single?
Am I single? No, I'm not single.
Swing and a miss, G. Sorry.
Swing and miss.
That's another 10 episodes of angst from her. No dim angst from Chi.
Hey, I figure she can focus on Bobby with his freaking arms and his sideburns looking like Wolverine on his day off type of thing, you know?
Oh, he was streaming the other day in full Wolverine garb, dude. He had like just a wife beater and full... dude, I was like, what is going on?
Is that cosplay or is that just his normal clothing?
I wasn't sure, man. It was hard to tell.
Well, anyway, you know, and that's the thing. He's born for that role, man.
He is. It's a robot, and then sometimes it just surprises you. Sometimes the digital display says, I heart you, and you're like, what?
It's like Wolverine fanfic of what if Wolverine was actually like a cyborg?
I don't know if we ever put it
out. That had a day job.
But he did it when Halloween, he was Wolverine 1 year. If you see, and then he was all abbed out too. We got to post that out somewhere. Yep. Real robot abs. You've seen him.
Jesus. Yeah. I can only imagine.
Well, dude, I was going to say thank you for staying up so late, but you're only halfway through your day. I'm sorry you have to go back to work after this.
Hey, no worries, man. It's the life I live, you know. They're on the side, there's the exotic rental cars and stuff like that, and on the other side there's reality, you know. No matter how good your job is, there's some part of it you don't.
And by the way, are you going to be getting that yacht in San Diego this year? You know, we'll save it for after the
I can hook you up. Most of my connections though are up in Newport Beach. Gotcha. So, but you know, hey, I'll see you, like, what, in like a week?
Yeah, that's gonna be cool, man. Well, we'll talk about that off the air. Thanks for the interview. Let's wrap this up. Thanks everybody for listening. Josh, any final words of wisdom you want to give to everybody?
I would just say thank you for putting up with me. I know I'm hardware and you guys don't deal with games and stuff like that. But hey, I'm a gamer too. If you want to check out our stuff, it's just Google Fractal Design. If you want to check out my stuff, I'm pretty much at Fractal Josh on all the social media platforms.
I forgot to hit you with my personal question that I ask every interview. It's been a while since I did one of these.
And what is that?
That's a lightsaber or hoverboard. You get it in the Kermit climate. Nobody else has either one of these. You can't sell them. Which one do you pick and why?
Man, I would take the hoverboard because the second you have a lightsaber, you're going to be labeled as a terrorist. You know, the hoverboard, I can just do whatever the hell I want.
All those ginger terrorists that are out there, of course.
Yeah, you know, I mean, as it is right now, from the sun. I mean, I'd probably get a sunburn just turning on the lightsaber. So I'm just going to go for the hoverboard.
I just envision you turning it on and just dropping it. Just sort of like,
I mean, I have to have Google dim the lights in here. I mean, like, fluorescence can start to singe me a little bit. You know, it's like being persecuted by the sun.
Awesome, man. That's a great way to end this one. Thank you so much. And
thank you.
Until next time. Until next week, I guess, raise hairy titties, everybody. All right. Bye, y'all.